Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. The We Tonight includes me, Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
Allie's here courtesy of her radio show, ALP, which I didn't get to catch any of this past weekend, Allie, unfortunately. What was your subject?
We talked about cynicism on the last show. It was Ellen's topic, and Ellen actually hosted the show.
Oh, excellent.
It's a lot of fun when we get to switch it up. So I think that's how we're going to do it now.
Switching off.
My topic, my show, her topic, her show.
Okay, very cool. ALPshow.com. You can go check out more of Allie there, and we may actually be getting Ellen to come in on a few Fridays.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be exciting. You guys are going to love Ellen.
Looking forward to that. So, other stuff in the news, of course, you can call in and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Apparently, there's a headline over at Drudge Report saying there's been shots fired between North and South Korea. So, not really sure. Not really sure what's going on there. I haven't taken the time to look into that. But there's news about Bitcoin. Mark, you actually just finished interviewing one of the proprietors behind the Bitcoin ATMs.
Yeah, Coin Vault ATM. His name's Sheldon Weisfeld.
That's going to be appearing on your Edgington Post.
That's correct.
Interview series, which listeners who would like to subscribe to that can do so at freetalklive.com. Just look over in the left-hand side of the page. You'll see several links. One of them is to our regular podcast, which your Edgington Post does appear in our full podcast. You get the episodes of Free Talk Live. You get Edgington Post. You get whatever other stuff, you know, we decide to put up there, maybe interviews that we might have been a part of,
etc. That sounds like an exciting interview because all kinds of questions are coming to my mind just now thinking about Bitcoin ATMs, but I guess I'll have to listen to the interview to find the answers.
Yep, he's got the answers, and there are some questions involved.
So, of course, Bitcoin down. Price has been down over the last few days in comparison to, say, last week. Maybe a good time for folks to buy. What was it, at like 500-something today?
I saw it down as low as 450.
450, wow, okay. So maybe a good time to buy, especially knowing that other companies are getting on board. Stripe. Now, for those that don't know Stripe, or if you've been listening to the show for a little while,
you don't know Stripe.
You may know Stripe without realizing it. We've talked about Squarespace, one of our advertisers, where you can get great web hosting and really well-designed, pretty graphically pleasing websites and get them at a discount with code FTL, I believe, 3 at the moment, FTL 4. Either one will work. Usually it changes based on the month that we're in. But we've talked about the e-commerce platform that Squarespace is using, and Stripe is part of that. So I think this is going to be pretty good news for anybody who's signed up for a Squarespace website, in that Stripe has announced that their merchants will soon be able to accept Bitcoin payments.
Yay.
According to Recode.net, online payments company Stripe will soon allow its customers who use its payment tools to accept credit card purchases online to accept Bitcoin payments as well, said its CEO Wednesday evening. Stripe believes it's the first major online payments platform to support purchases made in Bitcoin. Up to now, Stripe merchants that wanted to accept Bitcoin as payment would have to integrate with Bitcoin-specific processors such as Coinbase or BitPay. And I saw another headline today, kind of an update on the story, that said that apparently they have teamed up with Coinbase. So Stripe is working with Coinbase to integrate Bitcoin acceptance into their system. Now, we haven't talked to Squarespace about this yet, but I'm going to guess that if Stripe is taking Bitcoin, then that would mean that if you've got a Squarespace e-commerce site, that will soon, not sure when, but at some point become an option for you.
Well, that's really cool because Squarespace has really attractive websites, and some people think, well, I could probably get an attractive website for free or just use one of the free themes on a free site, but if you can, it does look better when you have something that's already basically put together and you just put in your own content. It always looks better that way.
I think so. I'm not a graphic designer.
It's easy to add like a Bitcoin donation thing because Bitcoin's just so easy. All you need is the address to donate. So you could have a self-sustaining website if you can pay for your website in Bitcoin and your users can help pay for the site with Bitcoin donations, then it would not be like this hurdle or like this big commitment to pay for a site.
And to me, this is what's important is adoption. Companies are accepting Bitcoin. People are using Bitcoin to purchase things. It's interesting. You Overstock began accepting Bitcoins. They have this huge day. Tiger Direct accepts Bitcoins. They have this huge amount of sales over the first week.
Well, right. It wasn't just a day for Overstock.
No,
it brought in new customers.
It did. Yeah. Absolutely. All these things are true. And so a lot of people are getting skittish on Bitcoin. They're like, I don't know what's going on. It's gone from 620 to 450. Okay, hey, I've been here before, and I understand where you're at. I've been through the spike of Bitcoin when it ran all the way up to $30,
mm-hmm.
and the spike where it ran up all the way to $250,
yep.
and the spike where it ran up all the way to $1,150.
You know,
I understand what that's like. I just... You know, what you've got to understand is it's about adoption. If Bitcoin gets adopted by a certain amount of people on the internet, then it's going to have a certain amount of value. If Bitcoin just accounted for the sales of Amazon, just Amazon's amount of sales. You know, there's a lot of businesses on the internet besides Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But just Amazon's amount of sales, they'd be worth $12,000 a piece. So I'm not worried about Bitcoin's price. I'm worried about Bitcoin's adoption.
Well, I think that the varying degrees of the price of Bitcoin going up and down all the time makes it more fun to use and that I'm more willing to experiment with it. It doesn't have this like, well, I know in 3 months it's going to be up from what it is now, so I'm tempted to hoard it. Like, I'm not sure if I want to hoard it or if I want to spend it. So I do a little of both. You know, I'm not.
I think that's a wise decision.
I feel willing to donate Bitcoins, like if a program I want to donate to has the option to donate Bitcoins, I feel like that's an easy choice to make because it's not just easy, but I'm not feeling like I'm losing money on the deal or anything because I don't know what's going to happen to the price.
Sure, and it's not taking anything out of your bank account anyway.
Exactly.
So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, but the folks over at Salon.com are saying libertarians have lost the so-called battle for Bitcoin soul. So never mind all this good news about Bitcoin and, you know, Stripe's going to accept Bitcoin now, which means that probably, I don't know, thousands if not hundreds of thousands of websites will be able to accept Bitcoin easily just by virtue of the fact that they already use Stripe for their payment processor. Sure, there's all this great news about Bitcoin being accepted by major corporations and companies and it's being adopted worldwide by individuals and etc. But you libertarians, you've lost the battle for Bitcoin's soul. The story,
oh, how terrible,
is from Aaron Sankin at the Daily Dot, and I guess Salon syndicated the piece.
Okay.
If there was one message that people professionally in the Bitcoin business wanted to get across during the South by Southwest Interactive Conference held earlier this month, it is this. Bitcoin is not a currency, and anyone who thinks of it as such is missing out on its true potential. Bitcoin, they argued, is primarily a payments mechanism, a way to transfer value from point A to point B in a way that's simple, verifiable, and most importantly, cheap.
How is that different than currency?
Well,
currency to me.
It's the suggestion. So the fact is PayPal is a payments vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have money when you have value with PayPal. You have dots. You have a recording in their accounting thing.
True.
So what they're claiming here is that Bitcoin is really for that. I disagree. Bitcoin is a currency if you do not translate its value back to U.S. dollars. If you just continue to use Bitcoins as a unit itself, then even if you are thinking in dollars, if you're still using Bitcoins to transfer wealth from one location to the next, it qualifies as a currency to my mind.
Totally. I mean, anything that can make the transfer of value between human beings easy
but
is essentially a currency.
If it makes technocrats, government bureaucrats, business people, or socialist writers feel better to say that it's a payments mechanism instead of a currency, I'm fine with that. I don't really care. I don't believe for a second that libertarians have lost the fight for Bitcoin's soul. Bitcoin doesn't have a soul, and it doesn't care about libertarians. That's a dumb thing to say.
All right, so we'll come back with more. We'll get more of his argument here in a few moments, and your calls and thoughts certainly welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Take control here also via Skype. You can connect to username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live coming up. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on to join the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We got a mobile site. You can go to amazonmobile.freetalklive.com. I did update the mobile site, as I promised last week, with a link to our webcam, because now if you have had difficulty viewing the webcam via your mobile device in the past, you should no longer be having that difficulty, because I paid for the AAC license, and now it works. It was $180, and now you can watch our mobile stream. So
you just love to pay for a license, don't you?
That's all it took. No, I don't like to pay for a license at all.
I'm watching it right now.
Did it not work previously?
Yes, it didn't work previously.
Excellent.
Now it does.
Success. So you go to m.freetalklive.com. There's a link there now to our webcam. You cannot access the webcam through the live stream app. We stream through live stream. They have this weird system where there's new live stream and there's old live stream. And since our stream is part of old live stream, and because we're not using their software to stream, we can't be seen through their app. So don't even bother trying with a live stream app. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com or go to m.freetalklive.com, and then you'll be able to watch through our website. So that's the way you have to watch the webcam if you're going to do it on a mobile device, is through cam.freetalklive.com.
You can go get a free pound of what I think that will be some of the best coffee you've ever tried at coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, Buzzbox Coffee, whom we work with, isn't just a high-end coffee producer that has 100% organic coffee, that is top 1% grade Arabica coffee, and is shade-grown. It's not just that. It's also a mindset. They work with the producers of the coffee to work with the environment. They provide microloans to people in the communities with these producers so they can grow, you know, their coffee co-op larger. They allow folks like us to help to put in microloans, to create microloans for other people in other third world communities. They have a very social mindset, and it makes it easy to do business with them because you're getting great coffee, but you're not, the price is commensurate with other high-end coffees, but I don't do it to spoil myself. I do it to help other people, to give them a hand up to have a better life. And you can do that, too. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Try the free pound there. You'll have to sign up for a subscription. They send you coffee on a regular basis. You can, you can choose what the time frames are, customize the time frames, get the right brand for you. I drink decaf. The options for the free pounds don't include decaf. I'm sorry, decaf drinkers, but we are in such a remarkably low minority. Folks just don't pay attention to us. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound of caffeinated coffee. If you're a decaf drinker, take the free pound. Give it to somebody you know. They'll love it. And get on the subscription, and you'll get some great coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Salon.com arguing that libertarians have lost the battle for Bitcoin's soul. And Mark, you rightfully pointed out that Bitcoin doesn't have a soul. It's a currency and
yes,
a financial transaction network. It does not have opinions or preferences or any kind of human entity.
But I do think that certain opinions and preferences did guide it to be, I mean, when you're trying to sell something to someone, like, you know, for instance, coffee, then you gotta have some purpose behind it other than just it tastes good. And it's, other than just saying, hey, this is just another alternative currency you can use, that doesn't necessarily make people want to switch over.
That's true.
Some of the resources into Bitcoin unless you explain other reasons why they might want to use it. Like, it's decentralized and the government can't tax it.
Well, the government's certainly trying to tax Bitcoin. The IRS
yeah,
just came out with certain regulations that are demanding people treat it as what's called property, which is a legal term as far as the IRS is concerned.
Right, you're supposed
et cetera,
to pay the same taxes on it like you would pay on anything else.
On any property transactions or something like that, as I understand it, which I don't have any understanding of the IRS's rules. But that's just from reading the news articles about it. So they're trying. But, yeah, you're right. Generally, Bitcoin is off the books. It's something that's completely separate from the track. And even though it is completely trackable, it's also something you can use anonymously.
Right.
As long as you don't tell somebody. If you generate a Bitcoin address, no one knows that you've generated that Bitcoin address unless you tell somebody, this is my Bitcoin address. So, like, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, there's an address there. That's very much obviously associated with Free Talk Live. However, once the Bitcoins leave the Free Talk Live address and go to a different address, you don't know whose address that is. It could be mine, it could be Mark's, it could be somebody else entirely. So Bitcoin really has a level of protection as far as privacy is concerned. So, yeah, some of these are really good points. And there could be an argument made that the founder or the creator of Bitcoin may actually have an interest in kind of taking down the old system and defeating state currencies. I don't know if he's made statements to that end. I have not done the research on Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous, allegedly anonymous individual, as far as maybe it's more than one person. We don't know.
It was certainly a group that developed it. And
you think so?
Well, yes. And
it's a group that's developing it now. You're saying
but it was a group. Okay, yes, I believe that's that. It's from what we can tell, that's the case. I mean, from what I've heard. But the fact is that what Satoshi brought out was further developed by a group of people who aren't anonymous.
That's correct.
You know, Satoshi's talked about as this the developer of Bitcoin, and I suppose this this group, the person or group, gets credit for it, but. Bitcoin was developed, all kinds of things were added on after it was trotted out.
Yeah. People like to imagine that when these new technologies come out, that there was this person who came from out of the woodwork who's been devoting his life to this, new concept. He hasn't told anyone else about it. And then here you go. Here it is. It's a new idea. It's going to take over the world. But a lot of times these things are developed between different groups, maybe who don't even know about each other. It's just like this idea has seen its day, and it's just whoever's idea wins out. That's when we say, oh, they created this concept. It's like the concept existed before, they were just had the most success with it.
Yeah,
I realize we've gone off kind of from the original track. We'll get back to Salon's accusations here in a moment about libertarians. But so you're saying that people believe believe that there is a group behind Bitcoin. That's interesting. I always heard it was a possibility, but I never heard any advocation for, what's the evidence for that, et cetera.
I read, somebody speculated that this is how this started. They believe they had, some internet pseudonym that was beside Satoshi that was recruiting people to do this prior to the release. And they put some things together, so I think that it's likely that's the case. I guess I probably shouldn't have said use the term certainly, but what I was trying to allude to is there was certainly a group after it was trotted out that worked on it, and that group is out in the open, and it's obvious. And since this whole thing about Satoshi is nonsense, it's people chasing after the great man again. Mm-hmm. He's not Jesus. It was flawed when it came out, and people fixed it. Mm-hmm. They made it better. It was a group of people, and they're not, they didn't do it in secret. It didn't get laid out like a golden egg, on the first day.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me think it wasn't a group who developed it originally was that they've been very, very quiet. And, if you're doing a marijuana grow operation, as soon as you tell two people, you're busted by the cops. So, the more people you would have involved in that group, the more likely you're going to have a weak link and somebody's going to slip up and tell somebody at a party or in a bed that they're actually the creator of Bitcoin. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial toll free to 855-450-FREE. Has the soul of Bitcoin been lost by the libertarians? That is the claim of Salon.com. We barely scratched the surface on their piece. We'll get back into that when we get a chance. Your calls are welcome. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a request, contact request, it will be accepted. Then it'll be easy for you to get on Skype from that point on. Also, we've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. We've been following the process or the court system as they have gobbled up Ross Ulbricht into their system. The FBI arrested him back in 2010, in October, which is the 10th month of 2013.
Okay.
He was arrested in October last year and charged with various non-crimes in relation to running, allegedly, the Silk Road Underground Black Marketplace, which is something that really kind of helped put Bitcoin on the map in a way. There was a lot of news articles written about the Silk Road before any real stories about Bitcoin hit right. In any kind of meaningful
Silk
way.
Silk Road was the story. Bitcoin was just sort of an accessory to the story.
Exactly. And Silk Road is an underground black market. It still exists today in its second form. There's a new version, Silk Road 2.0. Ross Ulbricht was...
But Silk Road was really sort of bulletproof up until the point that it was no longer bulletproof.
Mm.
And... Yeah. The other sites have all sort of, you know, there have been so many of these kind of takedowns and upsets.
There have been a few imitators who have been either scams or have just been nailed hard by hackers.
I think a lot of people just don't just don't trust it the way they used to trust the Silk Road, because there hadn't been anything that had happened up to Silk Road at that point.
So, and we'll continue to follow the Silk Road saga as that develops. We had the opportunity at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin conference that we attended, Mark and myself and Stephanie and Brian, to actually meet Ross Ulbricht's mother. She was there. And it was just absolutely pleasant, nice lady, and of course, it's horrible what's happening to her son. As had been pointed out, he, in my opinion, is a hero if he's Dread Pirate Roberts. If he's not, then he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, he never hurt anybody. The original claims that were being made about him by the FBI, that he had hired hitmen to go after his enemies, that kind of thing, and online people that he had.
You'd think they'd charge him with that, wouldn't you?
They didn't charge him with that. According to his mother, when the final indictment actually came through, they finally went to the arraignment, the charges were finally officially read. I mean, he's been in jail for 6 months, and just now, within the last couple months, have they finally brought the charges forth.
And it didn't include that one. I mean, because that was the one that, you know, when I was reading about the story, I was like, well, I kind of want to get behind this guy, but this
stuff. But he's
about,
a murderer!
Yeah.
That's the, and that's really the point here, is that, you know, maybe the FBI tossed in a little something extra just to get it so that people didn't support this guy. They didn't want movement behind him.
Just to poison
him. I felt the same way, Allie. I really was like, you know, I really like this guy, but I can't do this murder for hire stuff.
I didn't believe it. When, I don't know if you recall that, but I didn't believe that.
I believe that.
Like with Julian Assange, they had that whole rape case. It's sort of like that just seems
exactly.
So obviously like a distraction.
Yeah, but the rape case was so flimsy. I mean,
but it doesn't matter. They still got to make the claims in the press that this guy's a rapist.
There's not a term for what he was charged with in the United States, because it's not rape. I mean, what he was charged with essentially was having sex under the false pretenses, like, oh, I'd like to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, I've changed my mind. That's what we're talking about. Out here, and
a lot
that's
of raping
what the guy,
going on.
It
everywhere.
Didn't stop the media from reporting it as a rape charge.
It doesn't stop him from being essentially incarcerated in London for the last 2 or 3 years.
So Ross Ulbricht has not been indicted on those murder charges or those alleged murder for hire charges. He's only facing, I think, there's like a, you know, conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy for drug distribution, and I think a conspiracy for computer hacking or something like that. So only Silk Road related charges at this point, but that still is going to put him in prison for the rest of his life, likely, if he gets found guilty, or at least the majority of his adult life. And so his parents would really appreciate your help with their fundraising. They are not rich people, and they need assistance. So freeross.org is where you can go to contribute. They have PayPal. They, of course, have Bitcoin donation options. So, again, freeross.org. Of course, there's a check. You can actually cut him a check. There's a mailing address there to his family in Austin, Texas, that you can send a check to. So they will take whatever you can give in whatever way you can give it, and they will really appreciate it. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as we learn more about Ross and his case. So go check out freeross.org. Let's go to AC in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Yeah, last week I called in to respond to a regular call you guys have had of Wit, who's been saying a lot of very disturbing things, particularly the nuking of Japan. And, you know, he called.
You have to say evil empire. If you don't say evil empire, it doesn't really drive it home.
Yeah. And he called in the day after, and he did some response to some of the things I said. He falsely accused me of saying that I made up the fact that he said his bashing of Muslims. When I actually went back and re-listened to the call I was responding to, and both on that episode and the one where he called after me, he basically talked about how he basically said, you know, the Quran is full of hate and the Bible isn't, which is a clear indication of bashing of Muslims. So,
well, you lied because he doesn't consider what he said to be bashing. Went from his original call, which was the evil empire of, it was explaining to Ian why violence is necessary to create peace, which I find to be, you know, an interesting conversation. I'm willing to have that, to the very next call where he was talking about, you said this about me, and you said that about me. And every time he calls in, it's always about Wit. Mm-hmm. Wit is a pretty classic narcissist, and he's not even a very interesting one.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to do is respond to a couple of his sort of religious arguments. He sat there and talked about how, you know, well, there's all these evil Muslims, the typical, there's all these evil Muslims in the Middle East. If I go there and tell them I don't believe Muhammad, they're going to kill me. I'm like, well, you know, there sure are a lot of evil Christians out there. And, you know, the Bible, you know, when he said that the Bible doesn't promote hate, I immediately laughed. I'm like, there are tons of passages in the Bible that clearly promote hate. And there's all sorts of Christians in different parts of the world using those passages to promote all sorts of hatred. I mean,
sure, look at all the hatred towards gay people that many Christians have.
I mean, yeah, like what went on in Uganda where they tried to pass government law to put homosexuals to death, but they changed it to where they're just going to life imprison them. You've got Nigeria killing off people who, even their own children, who they claim are witches. And, of course, you've got the large resistance army in Africa who go around killing people who don't believe what they believe, and not just, like, atheists and Muslims, but even Christians who don't believe what they believe. And they go around kidnapping women and children to sell into slavery, which is something else the Bible supports. So I think,
well, you know, that's one of the other things about this caller that you're referring to, Whit, is that he likes to put people into groups and pretends as though they all believe the same way. I mean, there are Christians who are very devoted, peace-oriented Christians who are really trying to live their life as they believe Christ would have lived it, forgiving their enemies and loving their enemies and things like that. And then there are the...
Those are the ones I can get along with.
Right. Then there are the Pharisee Christians who absolutely don't care about any of that stuff.
It's all about the law for them.
They support war and the state and things like that. And there are people, as you pointed out, who will go even further and actually advocate for and or commit violence. So all the while claiming to be on the side of God. And those people exist on the Muslim side as well. There are obviously extreme people who believe in violence as a solution, who call themselves Muslims. And there are also peaceful Muslims. The majority of them are peaceful people, because if they weren't peaceful people, there would be a hell of a lot more violence in the world, and there would be a hell of a lot more, you know, suicide bombings and things like that. And that's not the case. Just doesn't happen. So any other thoughts you want to share tonight, AC? Actually, you know what? Whit's actually on the line. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I would.
All right, we'll put you on here with Whit here. Actually, in just a few moments, we're going to actually ask you both to hold. We'll want to make sure you have a chance to talk. Now, were there allegations that Whit called in under a different name last night?
That was the allegation. I didn't necessarily think that was the case, but that was what Stephanie and some other people on the Facebook page posited.
Toll-free number here in moments, or you can call in and join in, 855-450-FREE. We will bring Whit on with AC and allow Whit to respond. 855-450-FREE. It's good to know Whit actually listens in the first hour of the show, because normally he calls at the very end of the
segment,
show.
Yeah.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here and bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. More about Solon's claims that Bitcoin has been lost by the libertarians. Its soul, the battle for its soul, has been lost by the libertarians. We'll tell you more about that. You can join in here toll-free, but bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing here on the air, you like the idea that we're spreading the ideas of freedom and Bitcoin and all kinds of other fun stuff here 7 nights a week, then you can help us by shopping with Free Talk Live. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and you'll find links to Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great prices, same great selection, shipping deals, everything you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Amazon knows we sent them the business, meaning they cut us a portion of their profits. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. AC had called in tonight and is still on the line with us in Ohio. You were calling to respond to Wit, who recently has become kind of a chronic caller of Free Talk Live. He's on a nightly basis, it seems like now.
I think that's an exaggeration.
Usually calls toward the end of the show and advocates, while claiming on one hand to be a libertarian, also advocates for war around the world, specifically supporting the horrific bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and also spreading hatred toward Muslims. So if he's a libertarian, I want nothing to do with the kind of libertarians like him.
Sounds pretty mainstream to me.
But AC, you had some thoughts for Witt, and yeah, ask and you shall receive. Witt has been summoned. He is on the lines. He's called in on his own volition here.
You just said about me, Ian. May I?
Well, go ahead, Witt, real briefly, but then I wanted you to be able to talk to AC.
Wait a second. I would like to talk to AC, but you just spouted off a bunch of lies about me. And by the way, I didn't support the bombing of Hiroshima or Nagasaki because I wasn't alive from 1945. I do defend it.
You support it after the fact, though, Witt.
I support the same thing, the bombing of Nagasaki, if you want to put it that way. But
do you defend it?
Like to suggest that AC, I'm speaking.
I really don't want to get back into that. Go ahead and correct the alleged lies, Witt. Next.
It's not a lie. You're lying.
No, you said I lied about you. So go ahead and correct the alleged lies.
By the way, I never, ever used the Muslim word. You keep on saying
it. No, but you said Quran. You passed the Quran, though.
I have the Quran. AC, I do not believe Allah is Muhammad is his
message. That's fine. That's fine. I don't got a problem with that. I mean, I'm a Christian too, buddy.
Hey, kid, how old are you? 18?
25.
Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, making fun of the Quran as being, like, for instance, what Christopher Hitchens calls it, a gross plagiarism of the New Testament, I kind of agree with you. I've read a lot of the Quran, and a lot of it reads just like the New Testament. And I'm really cool with Muslims, by the way.
Okay,
and
well,
God,
that's good.
Welcome to a Roman Catholic church anytime he wants to, Ian. Anytime he wants to come into a Roman Catholic church, he's welcomed. And I say peace be upon him. But I do not believe the Quran is based on a true story. Now, if I lived in the Middle East and said that on public radio, I best have the world's best security force, because there are a lot of Islamists in the Middle East, AC, that don't believe Christians have a right to exist. Even worse, they would love to use a nuclear weapon in Iran if the Supreme Ayatollah had one. Okay.
People get death threats here in the United States when they say unpopular things. Whit?
That he'd like to wipe Israel off the map. And if he had a nuclear bomb, I think the Supreme Ayatollah would have already used it.
That's not the Supreme Ayatollah. That's a misquote. You were actually talking about Ahmadinejad, and Ahmadinejad
should put him on hold.
This is one of the really fun things about Whit, is he gets on and he doesn't even take a breath, and you can't say anything about what he's talking about. I don't know about the Supreme Ayatollah saying that he was going to bomb Israel off the map. I'd have to see a quote for that. I'm certainly familiar with Ahmadinejad, who is the 13th most powerful person at the time in Iran. The president isn't at a particularly powerful of a position. Also, people get hate mail here in the United States. I'm not saying it's the same. It's not the same. But let's not make it seem like every country in the Middle East is all the same either. Each one of them has their own different sort of culture and the way you're going to get treated.
Well, make sure AC also has a chance. But Allie, go ahead.
Well, I think it's silly to say there are people who believe that other groups don't have a right to exist, therefore war. Like, just because someone thinks that doesn't mean that therefore you should go to war with people in that country, with everyone in that country.
There are people in the Christian faith who have the belief that they need to go stop them before they come over here, and
why
they want to go and kill people from the Islamic
traditions. If there's a bigot anywhere on earth, then we should just bomb the entire country that bigot exists in. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
AC?
Okay, finally I got the line. I'd like to start off by saying, you know, I'm a Quaker and a believer and follower of the teachings and lifestyle of Yeshua. And I can tell you the things that you've been supporting, like the nuking of Japan and all the war in the Middle East, Yeshua would not support any of that stuff, just to start out on that. And also, I also feel that one quick thing about the Japanese thing is I've also come to the conclusion I think you might have something against Japanese people, because you keep calling them Japs, which is a derogatory term towards them. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. I'm going to bring Whit back on to respond to you. Go ahead, Whit.
Japs is what Americans used to call their enemy. That, by the way, AC, murdered many millions of people than the two bombs of little boy Nagasaki. Times a factor of 100, kid. I mean,
Please stop grouping people together. Whit, I'm going to put you back on hold. Please stop grouping people together. Japanese people did not murder anyone. There were individuals who were born on the plot of land known as Japan who participated in war, but there were plenty of innocent people in Japan who had no hand whatsoever in committing any murder, just in the same way that there are people in the United States who are not members of the military who deserve no blame for the things that the people in the U.S. military do. So to just blame everybody in Japan for what the Japanese government or military involved in is a very unlibertarian thing to do. And as somebody who claims to be a libertarian, I would think that that you would know better than that, Whit. AC, your thoughts for Whit?
Yeah, well, the thing of it is that he talks about, like, one of the reasons why the nuking of those two cities was okay was because of the fact that there were factories manufacturing their stuff. And, like, a lot of the people that worked in those factories were forced to work in there by the Japanese government. So, you know, that doesn't really make killing them okay. And also, with the United States government, I just want to give you a little quick fact here. The United States government cut off food sanctions to the Iraqi people, and that's caused almost, I'm sorry, the over 500,000 deaths of children under the age of six. This is because of the United States government. Do you think that's the justified act?
It certainly sounds like an evil act to me, but I'll bring Whit back on here to respond. Go ahead, Whit.
I notice how you never butt in on AC's rants because I guess they're nice, softly spoken. And
well, we've never, we don't have AC call every night, Whit, so.
And I don't keep on projecting stuff onto you, Ian, and I don't think Muslims are my, again.
Do you have any thoughts about the killing of the 500,000 Iraqis?
Don't interrupt on AC because you agree with him.
AC asked you a question, Whit. Are you here to respond to him or are you here to lecture us?
Mark, lecture me. Lecture you. You just made a bunch of lying allegations about me, like I want Ugandese to live in a subjugation.
I'm sorry, when I thought you were actually interested in conversing with AC.
Me or AC, and I still haven't got to respond to that allegation, like I'm cool with what they do to homosexual people in Uganda because I'm Christian. No. And in fact, by the way, my old man was the most devout Roman Catholic you will ever meet, and yep, just like all his fellow people that were alive in 1945 and didn't have to end up going over to face the evil empire of Japan, and it was an
evil empire.
I'm sorry. It was an evil empire of
Japan. Is the United States an evil empire?
Okay, so here's your thesis up to this point. Whit. Here's the question. Here's your thesis up to this point. Your thesis is the United States thoroughly beat it.
Just butt in on me.
Whit, you run a symposium when you get on. If I didn't butt in, Whit, you'd never stop. That's the point.
I went to Whit's call with the purpose of giving him a chance to respond to AC, and he just wants to keep going off on his little piddly issues with how the show is run. Look, Whit, you call the show every single night. Of course we're going to give AC more of a chance to talk. He's not the one who's trying to completely talk about all this hate, this hate-filled anger that that you happen to have towards Japanese people or whatever. AC, your final thoughts for Whit, go ahead now.
Yeah, well, first of all, I never responded to my question, so...
No, and you won't get one.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, they just keep calling evil empire Japan. I got news for you. The United States government is right now murdering more people than the evil empire Japan has ever done. And the fact that you call yourself Christian and you support all this... You're not.
Yeah, Whit's an embarrassment to Christians. And thank you, AC, for your call. Appreciate your perspective tonight. And, thanks. Bye, Whit. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here in Hour 2's next. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, YaoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.